is this the real life? Or is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide. No escape from reality. Maybe it is. Maybe we're the landslide of reality.
Good morning, Wyoming. It's a glorious day. The moon is singing, the Wyoming stamp is chirping, and the sky is a beautiful neon green. Dan the man has declared that tonight he is gonna have himself a real good time. He has requested that we inform you of his demand to not stop him now.
He has decorated himself in the furs of what he refers to as a tiger and has hired the triplets, you know, Starshine, Olive, and Phoebe, to turn him into a shooting star to shoot through the sky tonight. Of course, you won't see it because the sun will be burning brightly, as usual, at that time of night.
Have fun, King Dan.
Old Man Gary's efforts to begin a bicycle race have proved fruitless, so he has settled for racing against himself.
We don't know how he expects to win or lose, but we can't wait to find out.
Yes, ma'am. No fat bottom girls will be riding today, but at least there's Old Man Gary.
Or maybe not. Carl!
Yeah, what do you need?
Bicycle!
Old Man Gary's having some technical difficulties. We're gonna go help him out, and in the meantime, we need you to take over.
Me? You mean?
Yes, Carl. Shut up and start talking.
Try not to shut down the station while you're at it.
We do have the power to eviscerate you, and we will use it.
Black, white, bark, bite, bike, 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 bike!
Hello, Wyoming. It's me, Carl. I guess I'm a radio broadcaster now. Alright, you, can't see me waving. I feel like an invisible man here. Like that sound that you just can't place. I'm moving in the background, reaching out. I could do anything, and you'd never know. Of course, listeners, I'm not literally invisible. I'm a formless cloud of black smoke. I suppose if I stretch just enough, I could potentially become visible. You know, listeners, I never had many good friends growing up. Sky and Via were the first people to talk to me. I really did always feel invisible. Anywho, it's quite nice outside Wyoming. A bit of rain, but hey, at least none of us will melt. I mean, the triplets will, but,
Carl! How dare you do the weather!
I'm so sorry, Via.
Whatever, Carl. Go away now.
As Carl was saying when he tried to sabotage me... The weather isn't too shabby today. It's beginning to rain, so for all you witches, it's time to seal your hovel up and have a dance party. A rain dance to send the rain away.
Yes. And don't forget the traditional rain dance song.
Exactly, Sky. A rain dance isn't complete without its song. And don't forget Wyoming. In every life, a little rain must fall. Kiss, kiss.
And now, an update on our beloved Old Man Gary.
Old Man Gary is now safe in his hovel. Don't worry, listeners. He won't be out on any bicycle races anytime soon.
Right. Eric is there to keep him in line and make sure that he doesn't get into any more trouble. But he kept muttering something about his bar? No, his car? Yeah, that's right. His car.
Oh, yeah. He said something about a disease? Yeah.
Oh, right! Love! It's a disease! Something about, being in love with his car. Yeah, Eric is in love with his car. Odd, considering no one really has cars here except the Helduins. Oh well,
And now, an update on Dan Dan the Man.
He says that he is now having a ball in preparation of tonight, Samhain. He invites all of Wyoming to the Helduin Castle for this magnificent night of festivities.
For the special Samhain celebration, we will be bobbing for apples.
Absolutely, Via. For Dumb Supper, the Helduins will be serving fairy spice cakes made with real fairy dust, as well as purple apple cider and Kolkanon. I, for one, will not be partaking in eating that disgusting cabbage thing.
Failure to participate in the Samhain celebration, King Dan would like us to remind you, will result in an extreme punishment and immediate banishment to the cornfield.
And remember, you must come as an animal. If you are not a shapeshifter or an animal already, you should wear a costume and try your best to blend in. If you do not comply, you may be at risk of abduction by the Fae.
And if you see a black pig, run.
King Dan will light the traditional Samhain fire before embarking on his journey across the sky. How wonderful!
Yes, and the triplets are very much looking forward to tonight. Their powers will be near their peak tonight, and they plan on putting on quite the show.
Put on your best bear face and head on down to Helduin Castle. Have fun, everyone!
Right, in traffic.
What?
What are you?
One dream. One soul. One prize. One goal. This flame that burns inside me. I am here your secret harmonies. It's a kind of magic. This kind of magic. We have one dream, one soul, one prize, one goal. This kind of magic.
That was an interesting turn of events.
There you have it, folks. I hope you enjoyed that ominous message from the triplets. And now... Sky, you okay?
Yeah, I'm...
What?
What is happening?
Radio Google. Radio Gaga. Happy Samhain, Wyoming.
What's What in Wyoming is a production of Skylar Graves and Via Sargent for 91.3 WHJE and the Greyhound Media Network. This episode was written and produced by Via Sargent and Skylar Graves. Carl, of course, was Eli Milligan, and Old Man Gary was voiced by Dominic James. The voice of the triplets was Sophia Hawkins. More shows like this can be found on WHJE.com. Questions, comments, concerns? DM us at What's What in Wyoming on Instagram. Today's proverb is, "Beware what you wish for the gods may grant it to you."